There are big distinctions between a Soviet citizen and a Russian citizen, so we should not mix
together. No, most certainly never.
Well, I'm saying Soviets back then. I'm saying Soviets when I refer to back in your youth. That's
right.
When everybody was a Soviet citizen, right?
Right. I'm still a Soviet. I lived so many years in so many different countries after the collapse of the Soviet Union, but I'm a Soviet girl. So, you know.
Are you a Russian girl?
It can't be changed. Nope.
You're not a Russian girl.
I doubt so. I'm a Soviet girl.
Wow.
This is in my DNA.
Right. What is the difference, can you say, between a Russian girl and a Soviet girl?
I would say that we, the Soviet people, were completely different race of humans.
Yeah.
I remember talking last fall with my dear friend, an inventor from New York City, Ken Schaefer.
I know Ken.
Yeah, you know Ken, of course.
Yes.
And we were talking actually about sex, and then we were talking about races. And he looked at me and he said, I still don't understand why God created only, two or three different races, like there are whites, there are blacks, there's somebody else. And he said, I don't understand why Russians, why Soviets fit in the category of whites.
Right.
They should be called, let's say, if God were more creative, they should be called purple. I said, deep purple, definitely. But we agreed, because they look exactly like all the others, but they were so different.
Why is that, Ayan? Why were they different?
The same way they founded the culture. They founded the same culture, and why North Koreans aren't fond of South Koreans, and why the Vietnamese and the Laotians don't get along, and why the race wars happen in the U.S., and how then people hate the Muslims or they hate whatever. It's the difference. There's no viva la difference when it's prescribed. The difference was prescribed, and the way she's describing it is because that was her makeup. That's how it was presented. And it wasn't, you didn't even really mingle. There was not that the case. So
DNA.
So that's not what she's saying isn't true. It's not true, but it's exactly the way she was taught and the way she believed. Appropriately so.
Right. And just for the audience, Ken Schaefer, invented the wireless something. You could play the guitar without plugging it in. And the first guy to take Ken's invention, because he was a friend of Ken, was Frank Zappa. Zappa, made Ken's invention famous.
And after that, John Lennon. And all of these people were hiding in his secret room, in his penthouse next door from Plaza Hotel, and the secret room is still there.
Yeah, I've been there, secret room. Yes, I know the secret
you
room.
You remember, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it was a walk-in closet, but,
yes.
You know, you could put it back
he
there.
Was having,
sleep
he
there.
Was having an affair with Peggy Mellon, don't believe